The following is a paid announcement.
Retirement. It's a journey. You'll see peaks and valleys, fair weather and foul. You'll make new friends, but there will also be bandits along the way. So protect your money, but also your health, because this journey requires both. Whether you're still preparing, just taking your first steps, or have been on the path for years, welcome to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Now, here's your host of Retirement Journey, Jeff Bucher.
Well, you're listening to Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, this is a special Sunday. We're here live, and as we go through the show today, we'd love to hear from you. You can call the Scrambler Marie hotline at 419-240-1370, and we have a fantastic guest for you today. You know, about 11 million people in the United States have some form of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. To put that into perspective, if you added up all the people currently diagnosed with invasive cancers, that's about how many people we're talking about here. And the bad news is that AMD is expected to double to about 22 million by the year 2050. And today, we're going to talk about the more common type of AMD, which is called dry AMD, which accounts for about 90% of the cases. The scariest kind is wet AMD, which progresses rapidly and is responsible for about 90% of all blindness. The thing is, all wet AMD starts out with the dry kind, and if you have the dry kind, it can turn into the wet kind really fast. And so we're going to have an expert on the show today. And, you know, why am I bringing you all this bad news? Because there's some new research providing some important hope for people with dry AMD. And if you or someone you love has it, you really need to know about this new research. And bringing that hope today is going to be a new friend of the show, Dr. Barry Sears. Now, Dr. Sears became famous with the book The Zone, and you may have heard of that book. It has sold over 2 million copies worldwide. It's a New York Times bestseller. But most people, if they had written a successful book as The Zone Diet, they might have just coasted through life and been content with that one amazing accomplishment, but not Dr. Sears. He's continued to research and began writing and bringing hope for all of us, and so I'm happy to have him on the show today and share some of the good news about dry AMD. So stand by for that, and we're also going to talk about that Zone Diet as well. And if you know anyone with this condition, call them now and tell them to tune in to 1370. It affects so many of us, and there's probably someone in your family that you know that's suffering from this condition, and we're going to have one of the leading thinkers in this area, Dr. Barry Sears. But first, today in studio with us, we've got our Vice President of Citizen Advisory Group, Kevin Bucher. Kevin?
Thank you, Jeff.
Good morning.
Great to be here. Good morning.
And our show engineer, the brilliant Adam Riegel.
Am I allowed to talk?
You are allowed to talk today.
Okay.
You know, today's going to be a fun show because Dr. Sears has so many different things. And Adam, I know you've been a vegetarian for about a year now.
Yes, actually, my vegiversary, as we're calling it, was on Friday.
What do you, the what?
The vegiversary.
The vegiversary was
yes.
Awesome. Well, good for you. So what has happened now that you've been a vegetarian 1 year? What's changed?
I would say a lot has changed. I no longer have, and not that I was diagnosed with acid reflux disease or heartburn or anything like that, but after eating certain things, I would get that to where, I guess you would call it acid reflux, to where you just kind of get that something that would come back up, you know, in your throat and kind of have an acidic-y quality to it. And I no longer experience that.
Also, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I would say that's a big deal. I also have more energy than I've ever had before. And just a number of, you know, minor things have really cleared themselves up to where I no longer have that sluggish feeling to where, you know, if you overeat on, you know, meat or, you know, just a lot of other things, you can feel very sluggish and you can feel weighed down by that. And when you overeat with, of course, there's still certain things that you can do that on, of, you know,
Oreos. Pizza, I'm sure. You can overeat on pizza always, right?
Oh, yeah. You can always overeat on pizza. But, you know, like Oreos are vegan. And, of course, everybody thinks that's good. But, you know, eating a lot of Oreos still isn't necessarily good for you. So it's a matter of finding out the good quality of things that you can eat. And since I've been able to kind of figure that out and experiment with that, I no longer really have that issue. Now, there are still some instances where it happens. But for the most part, when I eat, you know, when I crack down and I eat exactly what I want to eat, I no longer have those issues.
Well, I want to get this straight. Because all these terms are a little different to me because I just eat whatever's in sight and I'm on that seafood diet. I think my dad is a vegan because he has Pepsi and Oreos for breakfast every day. So that makes him at least part vegan, right?
It depends. Yeah, I guess you could say that because vegan, there's various levels of being a vegan, and you know, there's people that are just plant based where anything Oreos they're not gonna partake in the diet pop, any type of pop in general they would not be consuming. You know, they have raw vegans to where you just eat everything that it, there's no cooking whatsoever. You just wash your vegetables off and then, you know, pretty much chop them up and put them down your gullet. And, you know, so there's various facets of right now I'm just a vegetarian who dabbles in veganism.
Excellent.
Jeff, I could just add, I think you and I are in a similar vein at this moment where we're still in that experimental phase. We're just trying everything.
Yeah, we're not sure. I might be a vegetarian. Sometimes I am, but I also might be just only a beef eater all the time too. I'm not sure which.
Yeah,
so I'm trying.
I was never quite that bad as just being a beef eater, but it did come to a point to where I challenged myself, and I never had an issue after that, and haven't really looked back since then.
Well, congratulations on your vegiversary.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know, yesterday was. What's that?
I said copyright pending.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Adam's going to be famous. We're going to write a book about this, and we're going to trademark that name, Vegiversary, and make millions. That's all about the investment world, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. As you know, this show, we talk about retirement each and every week, and yesterday was a fun day in the United States, one of those sports anniversaries that happens with the Kentucky Derby. And yesterday, for the very first time at my home, we actually had our inaugural Kentucky Derby party where we had a bunch of friends over and their kids, and we all picked horses and cheered our horse on, and obviously the favorite California Chrome came away with the victory, and my assistant and office manager, Nadia, came away with the winnings as she was the lucky one to get California Chrome on her roster. And but, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, that horse racing mentality, because it really is like the investment world where, you know, we do all this research, we look at the history, we look at, you know, who's in charge and who's the new jockey and who's the new trainer, and we look at all this data and information, and then we try to make an educated guess on a very unpredictable thing. And sometimes the ones that we think are going to win come out and do what we think they're going to do, but sometimes they don't. And so yesterday the favorite did pull away and win pretty dominating fashion. But, you know, it's the same in the investment world. We do all this research, and it truly is just unpredictable. And I think it's important as a consumer, as you look to invest your money for retirement, that you really understand the facts about investing and what actually brings return to your portfolio. So often we spend so much time trying to figure out which stock to buy or which bond to buy, or we try to figure out when to buy those things. And those are two things we call security selection. That's the actual security we're picking, the selection of that actual security. And the other is obviously market timing. We try to time it. But Harvard actually recently just came out with a study that said, do you know that only 7% of your return actually depends on which stock you actually own and when you bought it? So the timing and the security selection, only 7% of your return is determined by those two factors. 93% of your return is due to the asset class in which that investment is. So let me just kind of give you a background on what that really means. You look at a company like a McDonald's. McDonald's is certainly a stock that pays a nice dividend, so we can look at dividends as another reason for return. And now, recently, McDonald's has had some struggles, but through the course of the downturn and the recovery, McDonald's was kind of one of the good stories through all that. And the reality is, it wouldn't really have mattered if we owned McDonald's or any other U.S. company. They would have reacted somewhat similarly. Only 7% would have had to do with it actually being McDonald's compared to a different company that's out there, like any other big U.S. company. It wouldn't have mattered what timing we did that. Yet so many people focus all of their attention on those two factors, and it really all, the investment portfolio really comes down to what kind of assets do you own. And so that's why it's very important to diversify your portfolio. Now, you've probably heard of that so many times, but when we see folks come into the office, we don't see much diversification out there. And diversification doesn't mean you own a bunch of the same kind of things. Remember, it's all about the asset class. So if I own a bunch of different U.S. stocks, the Dow Jones, for instance, there's not really much diversification. They're all going to act the same. And so how do you get that diversification? Well, you have to start looking at things like, yes, U.S. and foreign and big companies and little companies, and the list can start to expand from there. You look at the bond market. The bond market is an area where, you know, the future is going to be very challenging with the rising interest rate environment, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to combat that. We don't just have to be stuck in U.S. corporate bonds or maybe even government bonds. There's so many different types of bonds out there, and we need to own those. And then you can look at hard assets, things that, again, a lot of people don't have, although we're starting to see some of this. But again, what is in your portfolio? Do you have those metals like gold and silver? Gold and silver are not a place to get rich. It's not a place to put all of your money, but it certainly is a nice diversifier to your portfolio to keep your portfolio safe. And so things like real estate and oil. And so that way, when we do these research, we're really researching the asset class, and we don't have to get down to the specifics of the individual security selection like the McDonald's. We can just buy the entire basket of that type of asset. We can buy the entire S&P 500. That's like index investing. And as you listen today, you've probably heard of index investing, and there's a lot of value to that. You reduce the risk significantly, and another thing you reduce also significantly is your costs. The fees to index investing is quite a bit lower than any type of mutual fund or active management. And so if most of the return is determined by which asset classes you own, it makes a lot of sense to focus your attention and your research and all of the things that you think about on those particular asset classes and making sure that you own them within your portfolio. If these are not conversations you've ever had, or you're starting to think about things slightly differently, we'd love to hear from you, and you can find us on the web at citizenadvisory.com, or you can call us at the office at 419-872-0204. We're coming up on a break, but when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Barry Sears. He's the author of The Zone Diet, an entire series.
When you go on a trip, do you just take a bag of money to the airport, or do you plan ahead?
You're listening to Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and I'm your host, Jeff, and in studio today, we've got our Vice President of Citizen Advisory Group, Kevin Bucher. Kevin, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
He's ready. And our show engineer, the brilliant Adam Regal. Adam, who just celebrated his vegiversary, which is an awesome thing. And today we've got Dr. Barry Sears with us. He's a leading authority on the dietary control of hormonal response. So in other words, what that means to you is he learned to treat the food you eat as a drug to help you feel better. Makes a lot of sense. He's a former research scientist at Boston University School of Medicine and at MIT. And he's dedicated his research efforts over the past 30 years to the study of lipids. He holds 13 U.S. patents in the areas of intravenous drug delivery systems and hormonal regulation for the treatment of cardiovascular disease. If I tried to give you everything that Dr. Sears has in his background, there would not be enough time to talk with him. And so let me just bring him onto the show. Dr. Sears, welcome to Retirement Journey.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And, you know, your background is so fascinating. I'm going to actually start with the zone. We've got a vegetarian here and then some guys that are working on trying to get a little more fit. With my brother and I. And so talk to us a little bit about the Zone diet books that you wrote and the success of those and just what all are in those books.
Well, the Zone is really not a diet as much as it's a blueprint of how to balance your plate to get the best hormonal response. And if you do that correctly, it just means you're going to live longer and live better. Now, this means basically it's really a system that transverses all philosophies. You can be a vegetarian or a vegan and follow the Zone diet. You could basically be a paleo advocate and follow the Zone diet. It's all about balancing that plate. It just says for the vegan, they had to find a little different sources of protein to get that right balance. But once you hit it, then basically it's like building a house with a blueprint. It works every time.
Well, in your book, the Zone, and then there's multiple variations, but the original book was a huge New York Times bestseller, kind of put you on the map. And talk to us a little bit about some of the other variations as you began to write other books. And I know Adam here is a vegetarian, and talk a little bit about those types of things.
Well, the Zone, the real goal of the Zone is to reduce the levels of inflammation in your body. You've got to keep it in the zone. You have too little inflammation, you're a sitting target for microbes. You have too much inflammation, the body begins to turn on self, and that's the underlying cause of chronic disease. And so what you want to do is try to find a dietary system that you can stick with for the rest of your life that keeps inflammation within that zone that's not too high but not too low. So my books are not really about weight loss. They're really about inflammatory control, and really in many ways kind of started the whole aspect of anti-inflammatory diets some 20 years ago.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, too, as you're saying that, you know, for one of the biggest problems with the so-called diet fad, you know, the diets that are out there, and I agree with you, what you're talking about is very different than that. Diets are so tricky because we start them and then it's hard to maintain them over the course of our life, whereas as what you're saying is if we can build a blueprint, it's going to be much easier to maintain throughout the rest of our lives.
Well, exactly. And one of the reasons why people fail on diets, because they're always tired and they're always hungry. Who wants to be tired and hungry the rest of their life? No one I know of. So what you're looking for is a dietary program that says, if I follow it correctly, I'm never tired, I'm never hungry. And if you're never tired and never hungry, it says you're probably doing a pretty good job of keeping inflammation under control.
Excellent. Well, at the top of the show, we mentioned, we gave a little bit of information about dry AMD and what it does, but I'm certainly not equipped or able to explain this condition the way that you can. So in layman's language, teach us a little bit about what AMD is.
Well, here's a simple aspect. You're going to go blind. Simple as that. There is no.
That's pretty layman.
it's pretty straightforward. And you mentioned the numbers. They're staggering. We have 11 million people in this country who have AMD, and there is nothing known to medical science that will stop their progression toward blindness. And as you're aging, the two things that scare you the most is your brain giving out before the body, and if that's not bad enough, your eyes giving out. So going blind or becoming demented, these are the two great fears of aging, yet they're under your control because they're controlled to a great extent by the levels of inflammation in the brain. And if you can control that by your diet, you've gone a great distance toward living a longer and better life.
Well, and so what kind of things, when you say this, what types of foods, because it sounds like this is not just an AMD issue, this could be really everything that we're talking about, the cardiovascular disease, all of this stuff is due to these inflammation. What kind of things do we need to know, or what should we be eating to help us in this regard?
Well, first of all, you have to have a program. Again, like you, from a standpoint, if you're planning for retirement, if you don't have a plan, then you're going to go nowhere. So you have to have, one, a dietary plan, and that's what the zone provides. It's pretty simple. You only need three things, one hand, one eye, and one watch. So here's your foundation. At each meal, divide your plate into three equal sections. On one-third of the plate, you put some low-fat protein that's no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand. Now, it doesn't have to be animal protein. It could be fish, it could be chicken, it could be tofu. It doesn't matter as long as you put some protein on the plate. The other two-thirds of the plate, you fill it full of colorful carbohydrates. They're called fruits and vegetables. The reason they're colorful, they contain certain chemicals called polyphenols, which we now know to be very powerful anti-inflammatory agents. And then finally, you add a dash of fat. What type of fat? It could be basically olive oil, slivered almonds, or guacamole. And how do you know it works? That's why you need the watch. If you're not hungry for the next 5 hours and you have peak mental acuity, you hit the right balance of protein, carbohydrate, and fat to keep you in that anti-inflammatory zone. And so that's the key. It's not hard. The secret is you got to do it the best you can every 5 hours the rest of your life.
Well, if you're just tuning in today, this segment's brought to you by the YMCA and JCC of Greater Toledo, great partners of ours, and this show is right up their alley. We're talking with Dr. Barry Sears. He's the author of The Zone Diet, and we're also talking about dry AMD and wet AMD and potential blindness as we get older. And so diet to you is such a key factor, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, I go to a lot of investment conferences, obviously, but invariably they have doctors that are talking about the new advancements and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, the diet that we eat here in this country has gotten so far off, I think, with the processed foods and the quick nature of how we eat. And what you just explained there is kind of getting back to the roots of what we really all know and know how to eat, and that's exactly what you just said.
Well, it's what your grandmother told you. She said you couldn't leave the table until you ate all your vegetables. Now, there's one other thing your grandmother told you. You couldn't leave the house until you took your tablespoon of cod liver oil, the world's most disgusting food, and still is. But what that cod liver oil did contained these omega-3 fatty acids, which are incredibly powerful on top of a zone diet to reduce inflammation in every organ in your body, including the eye. And that's where they come into play. In terms of basically, if you are basically now taking enough of these omega-3 fatty acids, you can basically turn back and bring back the sight of people who have AMD.
Well, omega-3s are found in many different things, but I know one of the things we're going to talk about today is fish oils, and that's something that you're a big believer in.
Well, you've got to take enough, though. It's like a drug. If you take a placebo dose, you get placebo effects. You take a therapeutic dose, basically the world opens up. And that's one of the things we did and published just recently, that once you give a therapeutic dose, and these are fairly high amounts, all of a sudden you see reversal of diseases, especially ocular diseases, that basically supposedly cannot be reversed. It includes AMD. It's also things like retinitis pigmentosa, optical nerve damage, you name it, it gets better. And the reason why is because all these are simply different manifestations of the eye being on fire. You put out the fire, the eye heals itself.
Well, this is fascinating stuff, but we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Barry Sears about how can we take control of our health and maybe make some different lifestyle changes so that we don't have to worry about going blind as we get older, which is a big fear, I know, for everyone. So stick with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey. This is 1370 WSPD.
Jeff Booker of Citizen Advisory Group, your financial travel agent for the best journey of your life.
It was a great Sunday here in Northwest Ohio. You're listening to 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Booker, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, as you know, this show is not just a money show. We need to focus in on that health as well, because so often we chase wealth our whole life only to neglect our health, and then as we age, our health then wipes away our wealth, which makes no sense at all. So today we've got an expert on the show, Dr. Barry Sears. He's the author of The Zone Diet and doing a lot of good research on age-related macular degeneration. And before the break, we start talking about fish oils, but let's go back to AMD. And what are kind of some of the common treatments today that most people know about and hear about and kind of where your research is taking things?
Well, actually, there's very little in the world of AMD. You can take some vitamins, and they will slow down the rate of deterioration of the eyesight, but they will not reverse it. If you basically get what is called wet AMD, which is a very, very small percentage, you can get eyeball injections every month. They only cost me $4,000 a pop. That will basically keep it under control for a little while, but eventually the eye basically degrades also. So if you have AMD, whether dry or wet, you don't have too many options. Yet, that's why we were excited about this, because, again, once we start giving high enough levels of these omega-3 fatty acids, and because there are high levels, they have to be pure, then you start to see these dramatic differences really within a matter of weeks. And that was the most striking thing about our data, was that when I presented at an international conference, it wasn't that 10% of the people are getting better. That'd be a major breakthrough. Or 25% of the people are getting better, you might win the Nobel Prize in medicine, but 100% of the patients were getting better. And that was the biggest critique. Say, the data's too good. I said, what can I do? I can't lie.
Well, that becomes a catch-22, right? I mean, so as you look at that, and as you're going through this research, you guys are finding that fish oils and omega-3s are having a significant impact, maybe too good of an impact to get people to take note, potentially.
Well, and that's one of the problems, because it says, you know, how come I was never told this before? Because the fact is that most physicians and, you know, were never understood how basically these omega-3 fatty acids could affect these incredibly powerful hormones in the eye that control inflammation. And so for them, it's basically, it's like something coming from the planet Uranus. They just don't get it. But for the patient, basically what it does, in a matter of, you know, time, and we're talking about, you know, maybe 6 months maximum, much of their sight is regained.
Well, it's fascinating work that you guys are doing. Now, as we're listening today, and we've got listeners out there here in Northwest Ohio, omega-3s, fish oils, how do we go about finding the sources of this, and what's the best way that you believe?
Well, part of the worst way is going to a health food store. You know, what you find in a health food store or supermarket are basically, for all intents and purposes, the sewer of the sea. Here's a very simple way to see if you're, you know, taking some fish oil that's the sewer of the sea. Take 3 or 4 capsules and break open the capsules and put them into a shot glass. Put the shot glass into the freezer. Come back 5 hours later with a toothpick. If you can't put the toothpick through the fish oil, which means it's frozen solid, basically you've been taking the sewer of the sea. All the crummy things we've been throwing in the oceans the last 2 generations are ending up in that fish oil. So that's probably not the best way to go get the stuff. And then also you've got to take enough of it. It's not that people have not tried fish oils. They just really used placebo doses in the past.
Well, and you're a big proponent of high doses, and so what does that mean?
Well, that means basically you're going to take on the equivalent of about 5 to 10 grams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. They say, well, geez, why not just eat fish? Okay, let's say I want only 5 grams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. I might have to eat about, 7 pounds of lobster every day. Okay, highly unlikely.
Well, I don't know. That sounds actually not that bad.
Well, it gets pretty expensive very quickly.
Oh, well, the cost of it might not work out.
but even if I go to a fattier fish like salmon, that's probably close to about 3/4 of a pound of salmon every day the rest of my life.
Yeah, it becomes pretty cumbersome. And so, you know, fish oils are and omega-3s, it's interesting. So you're saying that a drugstore might not be the place, or your local store there where they have supplements and such. So how do we find the pure stuff? How do we find the good stuff?
Well, it's hard. And I spent 30 years of my life, working on getting pure fish oil, because I knew basically it works, but you have to have the pure stuff. You really want to go to the manufacturer and say, okay, show me how much are the levels of what are called PCBs. These are little nasty things that are found in all fish and all fish oils. And what they are, they're known neurotoxins, neurocarcinogens, endocrine disruptors. And look on the website and say, okay, show me how many PCBs are actually in the fish oil I'm eating. And if they don't have it there, then assume the worst. You're taking a lot.
Right.
And so you have to go to really the website of the company, and if they don't post it there, it says they're hiding something.
Right. Interesting. Fascinating stuff. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and I'm your host, Jeff, and today we're talking with Dr. Barry Sears. He's the author of The Zone Diet and a series of other books, and doing a lot of research now on the impact of fish oils and omega-3s and so much interesting stuff. And we're talking about AMD, and what other ocular diseases respond to high doses of fish oil?
Well, we can go through the list. Let's take another one, retinitis pigmentosa. No known cure. We had our studies there, again, say, we get 100% treatment. Even worse case, where your optical nerve damage. Things when you get multiple sclerosis or glaucoma, you basically damage the optical nerve and just doesn't perform. And even in people who have damaged optical nerves, which theoretically are impossible to bring back to activity, what you see is pretty close to 100% improvement in their vision. So it doesn't matter because we have one under, we call it different disease states, but what we really are seeing are different manifestations of inflammation in the eye causing a wide number of ocular diseases.
Well, what I find fascinating as we're going through this is the research is saying that we have 100% effective rate, or at least improvement rate, and it treats many different things and things that are very important and very scary, I would think, for most of Americans. Why is this something we're not hearing a ton about? This part's kind of puzzling.
Well, usually you follow the money trail. The money involved in eye disorders is immense. You may have seen the recent analysis by the New York Times that just a very few number of ophthalmologists down in Florida were taking in millions of dollars every year from Medicare just by injecting their patients with various high-cost, high-technology of antibodies. The fact is there's a lot of money involved, and people say it can't be this simple, which is another way of saying it can't be this cheap. And the answer is it is this cheap and it is this simple, and that's why we often make medicine more complex than it really is, but we make more nutrition less complex than it really is. So you're looking at basically building a bridge between both these and say good nutrition becomes excellent medicine.
Well, and it does so much more, not just eyes as well. I mean, I would imagine if it's good for the eye, it's also good for the brain and other things as well, right?
You name it. You really can't name one organ that basically doesn't improve. I'll give you one example, which is kind of an interesting one. You remember the Sago mine disaster about 6 years ago?
Yep.
Well, the one miner they pulled out of there was virtually dead on arrival. When they pulled him out of the mine, he had heart failure, kidney failure, liver failure, and brain failure. They couldn't find any white matter in the brain. It had been destroyed sitting in the carbon monoxide atmosphere. So I got a call that night from his neurosurgeon. He said, you know, help us. So we shook down a lot of our fatty acids down to him, started feeding him in his feeding tube, about 15 grams a day, a pretty high dose. And 2 months later, he came out of his coma, kept feeding him now using a teaspoon as a high-tech delivery system. And 2 months after that, he went home. His heart was normal, his kidney was normal, his liver was normal, and he gave a press conference worthy of any politician. So maybe we're just lucky, but now we've been 8 for 8.
Well, it's a lot of good research and a lot of good backing. I mean, all these stories are so incredible. We're coming up on a break, but we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Barry Sears and some of the advantages of.
And when I was struggling with all kinds of health issues, they gave me the guidance and motivation to get well. The Y helps families create a better future and become so much more. So give, join, or volunteer at The Y.
Retirement Journey, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way.
This is Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. I'm Jeff, I'm your host, and today we're talking with Dr. Barry Sears. He's the author of The Zone Diet, New York Times bestseller, and we're talking now about the benefits of omega-3s, fish oils, and the like, and you know, before the break, Barry, we're talking about the successes that you've seen in some of the studies and the things that you guys have done. What are some side effects? What are some negatives about fish oils? Can we take too much? And because you're recommending high doses, what are some things that we should be concerned about?
Well, the two primary side effects is you get smarter and you get happier.
Those sound like good side effects.
Well, they are. That's why it's good for treating depression, and it's good for treating a lot of, you know, diseases like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, can you take too much fish oil? Yeah, of course you can. And that's why that we developed a blood test that basically measures the levels of two fatty acids in your blood. They tell you, one, how much you should take, and two, are you taking possibly too much that you might get some increase in bleeding. So by having that simple finger stick test, it allows you to fine-tune the amount of fish oil you need to keep yourself in that zone, that anti-inflammatory zone, for a lifetime. And if you do that, then you're going to have no problems whatsoever.
Well, and you just mentioned something quite interesting, I think, that it's individualized, maybe how much fish oil we need, and that kind of going back to your book, The Zone, to get into that zone for each of us, we probably would have a different mix, a different balance of diet to make us at our optimum zone.
Well, exactly, and that's why the more you follow the zone diet, the less fish oil you need. The less you follow the zone diet, the more fish oil you need. It's simple as that.
Well, and so how do we find more information about that, Barry? Is that something that is found in your book? Or
well, probably the easiest place is go to our website at zonediet.com.
So that's zonediet.com. It's got a plethora of information there. And so in your mind, that's kind of the best way that we can find some of this information.
Exactly.
Interesting. So, you know, on another note, my son is in kindergarten. He's 6 years old. And he's a ball of energy, awesome little boy. He's got the biggest heart in the world. He's just an incredible little guy. Lots of energy, though. And throughout the course of this kindergarten year, his first year here, It was recommended by a physician, I believe, that fish oils would help with attention and energy and all of that stuff. Do you have any comments on that or anything to help?
You know, the doctor's a very wise doctor. We published data, nearly about 10 years ago, and this was replicated by others in Italy, that if you give high levels of fish oil to kids who are already on their top ideal level of these drugs like Ritalin or Concerta, you see within a matter of weeks a dramatic improvement in their ability to concentrate. And the reason why is because what fish oil does, if you take adequate levels, is to increase the levels of omega-3 fatty acids in the brain, and what that does, that improves the synthesis and uptake of dopamine. That's what the drugs like Ritalin do. So remember I said that your grandmother said two generations ago you couldn't leave the house until you gave your kid or your child a tablespoon of cod liver oil?
Yep.
Okay, what parent gives their kids the equivalent of that today?
Yeah, probably none, right?
And so what you have is a kind of a form of scurvy that takes really about three generations to manifest itself. And that's what's happening right now across the board. That's why you're seeing, we have so much, inability to concentrate. It's a lack of omega-3 fatty acids in the brain that we can measure in the blood. And when you look at kids who have ADHD, their levels of omega-3 fatty acids in the blood are incredibly low. When you bring them back up by supplementation, guess what? They're happier. They're more attentive. They're a joy to be around. All of a sudden, you're a better parent. No, you aren't. You just basically had to put back into the diet something that was an integral part of the human diet for the last 200,000 years.
Wow. Well, I'd like to think it was because I was a better parent. But sticking along this vein then, so, I know that my wife and I, we did go get some fish oil supplement pills. But, one thing that you said today that kind of has me concerned, I don't know if concern is the right word, but maybe thinking we're missing the mark is maybe the quality of what we're doing is not as good as it needs to be, and maybe the quantity isn't there either. How do we know how much quantity to give this six-year-old? And again, what's the best way we can find the quality of fish oil for someone like him?
Well, the quality, basically, again, you go back to the old toothpick test. That's going to basically rule out most of the stuff you're going to find in the supermarkets.
So in your mind, is that kind of trial and error? We would just go out and find stuff and try it and see?
That's too much trial and too much error.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
I'd say that, that's why I said, a good rule of thumb, if you go to a website and some company is selling fish oil, they should post the levels of these contaminants in each of their batches. We do that at zonediet.com. So that's a good starting point. How much do they take? Well, use your grandmother's advice. She had a pretty good grip on things two generations ago. Start with about 2.5 grams of omega-3 fatty acids every day. Can you go higher? Of course you can. But start there, and all of a sudden, within about 4 or 5 weeks, you'll start to see these dramatic improvements in the child's attention, behavior, and becomes just a joy to be around. It's just, it's an amazing transformation, but it's, again, indicative of what's been taking place in the last two generations of this decrease of omega-3 fatty acids in our diet.
It's fascinating stuff, Dr. Sears, and thank you so much for being with us. Any last comments or final thoughts on this subject?
Well, I think on your show, looking at retirement, again, retirement means nothing unless you have the one thing money can't buy, and that's good health.
Absolutely.
And that basically is totally under your control, and basically that starts in the kitchen.
Well, and it all comes down to balance, it sounds like, right, Doctor?
Always has and always will be.
Always will. Well, thank you so much for being with us here at Northwest Ohio. We really appreciate your expertise and taking the time out on a Sunday to be with us, and you're always welcome here at Retirement Journey.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this balance. You heard Dr. Sears just talking about balance in your diet, and well, how do you have a balanced retirement? When we come back, we're going to discuss all that. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and this is 1370 WSPD. Have going currently to get the income that is required for you to live and do the things that you want to do for the rest of your life, but then also have income for some extras and some fun stuff, but that can be discretionary. But some of that income has to be there. One of the biggest fears for you listening today might be running out of money before you run out of life. That's a very real concern, and we understand that. And each and every day, we prepare our clients to take that risk and completely take it off the table. How do we do that? Well, we do that by protecting a portion of your money. We do that by building a written income plan that shows you how is the income going to be driven from your portfolio the rest of your life. I want you to think about the plan, the written income plan that you have currently, that your current advisor has done. How does that income plan look? Which account is the money coming from, and how much is it going to be, and what's it going to look like when that first spouse dies? So much at stake, and we get all of it. It's our passion to make sure we put a plan together so you have that balance so you can go out and live the retirement journey of your dreams. There's so much out there for you. The best days of your life are ahead of you, no matter what age you are. And if you believe that, there's so much for you, but there's also so much at stake. We'd love to meet with you. You can find us on the web at citizenadvisory.com, or you can also give us a call at 419-872-0204. We have dinner seminars and Social Security seminars coming up in the area. We'd love to see you there. We're here every Sunday. This is Retirement Journey on 1370 WSPD.
Content on this paid program show is for educational and entertainment purposes only and not intended to be used as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate professional before making any financial decisions. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Citizen Advisory Group, LTD, are independent entities.